The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 13th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of Alfred Hitchcock, born in London, 1899. The master of suspense, directed many films, Strangers on a Train, Rear Window, Psycho, and many others. He was a shy boy, spent most of his childhood alone making up games. He tried to ride every bus line in London at least once, and often hung out at the local courthouse during trials. He was very close to his mother, and every night before little Alfred went to sleep, he had to stand at the foot of his mother's bed and tell her everything he had done that day. He called it his evening confession, and he did it even after he grew up and was done with school and had his first job. His first big success was The Lodger, a movie about Jack the Ripper. It came out in 1926. Alfred Hitchcock, who believed that filmmaking is not so much about dialogue, it is primarily a visual art form. And he said that drawing the storyboard and setting up every shot in a movie was the real work of making a film. Alfred Hitchcock, who said, "Some films are slices of life, mine are slices of cake." It's the birthday of Anita Brenner, born in Aguascalientes, Mexico, in 1905. She was the daughter of a Russian Jewish immigrant and a Chicago woman, but she considered herself to be Mexican, although she left the country when she was just five, when the Mexican Revolution started. Her first book was called Idols Behind Altars, about Mexican art, and she wrote a history of the Mexican Revolution, The Wind That Swept Mexico. Here's a poem for today by Ed Auchester, entitled The Origin of Myth. That summer I was drinking apple cider vinegar because I read in an obscure book it was good for my health. A tablespoon or two in a glass of spring water with a bit of honey or raw sugar. Controls weight, the book said, flushes harmful toxins from joints, tissues, and organs. Dr. George Blodgett drank it every day and remained vigorous until his death at age 94. One reads and perhaps believes almost anything when one has lived alone for a while. I felt good doing it, though perhaps that was because I walked on the beach every day, swam, then walked again, collected beach glass, smoothed by the waves, pale blue and green, like solidified air, dark green like emeralds, very rarely sapphire blue, and once a tiny piece of red, round as the pupil of an eye. No one was on the beach because it was September, and I had a white cabin to myself. I swam and walked and read and ate sparingly. I had come there to be alone and to think things through. Every morning I drank my vinegar. I read that the soldier who gave Jesus vinegar on a sponge did so not in mockery, but in pity, to offer a restorative. After a week, I set the red eye on my desk so we could watch one another. At dusk, the mist far out over the water looked like distant hills, and I understood how an earlier inhabitant might have thought these were mountains that rose at nightfall and disappeared with the dawn. A poem by Ed Auchester, The Origin of Myth, from Unreconstructed, Poems Selected and New, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.